I'm Mary Shedden, and this is Making Sense of the Media. Protests are a staple of our American democracy. That's why some journalism experts are worried about a recent story out of New Orleans. There, a handful of paid actors attended a city council meeting about a controversial power plant. Kelly McBride with the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, what exactly happened here?
The Lens, which is an investigative nonprofit journalism organization in New Orleans, was covering a city hall meeting, and they noticed a bunch of people in orange shirts showing up to support an energy company's new power plant. And supporting anything at City Hall is really unusual. Most of the time when people show up, it's to oppose something. So the reporter got interested and started asking who these people were. And long story short, he figured out that at least four of them were paid by a company out of California called Crowds on Demand to show up and make it look like there was an overwhelming outpouring of support in favor of this energy plant.
Now, Crowds on Demand, they do this for protests. You can hire them if you want to look like a celebrity. They've been doing this for years. Journalist Davey Rothbert, he went undercover with the company, and he talked to NPR. He never thought people figured out that he was a paid actor.
It's just still kind of a secretive line of work, and I think most people aren't that clued into the possibility of hired crowd members.
Kelly, does this worry you as a journalist?
Yes, it worries me as a journalist, and it also worries me just as a citizen. Our democracy is built on the notion of the marketplace of ideas, because it suggests that the truth will emerge as voices get louder and louder. But if people are paid, if they don't really hold these opinions, it makes it hard to figure out what the truth is. But it also will turn people into cynics. It'll make you and me stop listening to anybody who wants to be heard because we'll assume that they're all being paid.
And this points out the conspiracy theories that we've all probably heard about, ones that say the activist victims of the Parkland shootings are paid actors. Does this just give fuel to that argument?
Yes, it does. And it's one of these weird cases of projecting something that actually happens onto legitimate voices to discredit them.
What kind of warnings do you have for journalists who may be covering a controversial event with protesters?
You know, anytime a journalist interviews somebody and gets their opinion, they should get that person's full name, where that person lives, and then go to find some sort of evidence that that's a real person. The way the journalist in this case figured out that these were actors is he looked up their public personas and they listed themselves as actors.
What about regular citizens?
Well, first of all, I think if more citizens exercised their right of free speech, it would dilute this menacing problem. In addition to that, it's really important as we are listening to various sides of a political debate or a public conversation that we listen for real opinions. If we demand nuance in our public conversations, I think we can counter this very harmful practice.
Kelly McBride from Poynter, thanks for giving some nuance to this topic today.
You're welcome.